to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey guys, it's me, Emily, and this podcast has been running for 2 years. Okay, I understand that's kind of a crazy way to start an episode, but it's my 2 year podcast anniversary, and I wanted to take a moment to address that. It's absolutely insane that I have been able to run this podcast for that long and that I've been able to grow such an amazing community around it and find a bunch of amazing listeners who enjoy my content. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you so, so, so much for supporting my podcast for the last 2 years, and I truly, truly, truly hope you continue supporting it for the next to come. Okay, now that we're through that sappiness, let's talk about this week's episode. So, if you read the title, you're probably like, what the hell are you talking about? And, well, it's a little crazy. I do admit that. So, if you didn't read the title and you just, like, autoplayed this episode, then let me, like, give you a little heads up. I'm going to be talking about why I changed my product mid-launch. So, again, sounds a little crazy, and you're probably now like, why? What made you do that? And in the simplest terms, I fucking hated it. I hated my product. So, if you guys didn't know, I think I talked about it in last week's episode, but I created a membership for creative entrepreneurs full of different templates and things they could use for their own business, for like social media, branding, like different actual brand elements like opt-in freebies and business cards and like that kind of stuff. And it was something that I was super, super, super pumped about when I was working on it, when I was coming up with it. And then when it was time to actually like get it running and get it going, I realized I hated what I was doing with it. So originally it had the name The Curated Content Club. And you guys are probably like, that name just sucked. Absolutely sucked. I hated it so much. I was told the alliteration is great, but nah. I could care less about alliteration. I felt like the name was boring. It wasn't unique in any way, shape, or form. 10 other people could have that as part of their business, and I'd have no fucking idea. So, about 2 nights ago, at 3 in the morning, maybe 2 in the morning, I'm not sure, it was late AF, I decided to go and change the membership's name. And with that, I decided to change the membership itself. It was a lot to take on, especially that early in the morning. And was I sure I was gonna do it when I started it? Nope, absolutely not. It was just an idea. Like, I hate this. I want to see if I can do something to change it. So I tried and I tried and I tried. And lo and behold, after a couple of failed names and a couple of failed ideas, one showed up that I absolutely loved. And it was something that I just found a little piece of it, then I did a little Googling, and then automatically fell in love with the idea of it. So, okay. The name. I changed it from the Curated Content Club to the Amelie Society. Amelie. And I actually got the name from a song. So, just to give you an idea of, like, who I am, in case you're new to the podcast, I am somebody who is absolutely obsessed with music. I basically have it running 24/7 while I'm working, while I'm on client calls. If you see me, 99.9% of the time, I have music playing somewhere, and I'm listening to music. So it's a huge part of my life and a part of my business, and oftentimes, I draw inspiration from it. Now, there have been some coincidences with my business and music, like my business name, Canyon Moon Creative Co., and the Harry Styles song, Canyon Moon, They're not related in any way. It's just that coincidence is there. But it is something that you do see often in my business. My website templates are named after songs and they're designed with songs in mind. Like the song inspires the colors and the fonts and everything. So it's really not that much of a surprise that I named my master or my membership after a song, but it was something that I wasn't expecting to do. I originally set off with I want a unique name, something celestial, because Canyon Moon, I focus on like high vibe creative entrepreneurs. So I was like, okay, I want something celestial that kind of just works and sounds right. And I searched for terms for probably 2 hours and couldn't find any that I really, really liked. And at that time, I was listening to music, and this song came on by the Fame, Faim. And I just was listening to it. I was like, this name is really beautiful, Amelie, Amelie. So I was like, I want to know what it means. So I Googled it, and it's French for hard working. And that kind of just made it click with me, like, I can use that. So I spent probably the next hour and a half after figuring out that I wanted to use Amelie as the, like, one of the words in my name to trying to figure out what would go with it. And I tried so many. I tried tribe and club and just like so many things that mean like group and togetherness and just like connections. And it really didn't dawn on me for a while that I could use society, but when it did, I was like, the Amelie Society. That is such a beautiful name. It's something very unique. I Googled it. I can't find anything like it. So what I have is really one of a kind, and I truly, truly love it. And once I did that, and once I finally came up with that name, I was like, I need to pivot everything. So I started working on my hub where the membership is hosted, and I changed the graphics and whatnot. I changed the logo for it. I changed the fonts that went with it. I changed basically everything that went with it that I had designed to go with the Curated Content Club and altered it to make it fit with the new name and fit with the vibe I was getting from it. So it worked. But the thing was, 3 or 4 days before I decided to make this change, I had already started my launch. I had started promoting it on social media, talking to potential clients about it, like sharing it with everybody. Like, here's what I'm doing, here's how you can sign up, that kind of stuff. So after I did the changes, I was like, well, shit, I need to go and change my funnel and everything. And to be quite honest, my funnel wasn't all that great for it beforehand when it was just Curated Content Club, but I needed to change it and make it better and make it more beautiful. So I've spent the last 48 hours working on the brand new funnel, and it's something I truly, truly, truly love. And it's just incredible. You get, like, even if you don't want to join the Amelie Society itself, you can get an amazing content planner for Asana straight from the freebie page. It's seriously amazing. If you guys want to check it out, link in the description. But, like, it's just something I loved, and I was like, I needed to do this. So I did. And doing the changes and basically taking a step back and redoing my entire launch is the craziest thing I've ever done in my business. I mean, I've done a lot of crazy shit when it comes to my business, but this was the craziest. I've never, like, mid-launch changed something. It was always changing it right before the launch or changing it after the launch. And so this was a different experience. Was it something I recommend? No. Was it something that I will probably do again? Yes. Will I regret it? A million times. But in the end, I feel like my business and my content and the membership itself is so much better now that it has been changed. Like, when I decided to make this change, I still had a couple pieces of content to create to go with the April release. And I just felt so amazing about those now that I had the perfect name for the thing. And I was like, I can do this. So I literally sat down and banged out like 6 hours of work in an hour because I was just so pumped and excited about this change. So having that, it was like, okay, this is a good idea. So will I do it again? Probably. Will I regret it? Yeah. But will that stop me from doing it again? Will I go back on myself and be like, I shouldn't. I did it before. It didn't go well. No, it went very well for me. Granted, I haven't redone the whole physical, like, social media launch and, like, the email launches yet. So, could those go bad? Maybe. Will I get to that road when I cross it? Yeah, we'll figure it out when I have to figure it out. But for now, I changed my product mid-launch, and it's going pretty well. I think the new branding is super amazing. The name is amazing. And yeah, so if you guys want to check it out, you can actually click the link in my description. Just go to canyonmooncreative.com/society. And you can read all about it, all about the amazing things it is, and just sign up if you want. If you guys want the content planner, you guys can also get that down below. It's canyonmooncreative.com/freebie. And you just go there, sign up for it. Super, super easy and beautiful. And yeah. Really, that's the craziest thing I think I've ever told you guys. And because of that, I'm going to give you like a couple minutes to let that soak into your brains. And while that happens, you guys can listen to our ads. And then we'll get back to the rest of the regular show. So have fun. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code CanyonMoonCreativeCo. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's just, it's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. Okay, guys. So like, I have a new ad for you. I know you're like, oh my God, a new ad. I can't wait. Okay. So let me be honest and tell you, this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is, this place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten 2 deliveries from them because I have it bi-weekly. And I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever. You can do that. They have vegetables, fruit. They even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out,
head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So, like, $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So, if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly, truly amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing, check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode.
Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. So, this week's small creator shout out goes to an amazing stock photographer, and they go by Sincerely Media on Instagram. They literally put out so much amazing, beautiful content photography that you can use for your websites, and I just truly love them. We literally use their content on our website, on our social media feeds, in our content that we give out to you guys. Like, it's just amazing. So, you guys should really, really check them out. You can find them on Instagram at Sincerely Media. Or you can head to Instagram.com/sincerelymedia. It's linked in the description of this episode. Go over there, give them a follow, like all their posts, and let them know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you. Again, this week's small creator shout out is Sincerely Media. So, this week's song of the week, I kind of mentioned earlier in the episode when I was telling you guys about how I picked the name for my new membership program, but it is Amelie by The Fame. I absolutely love this song. Like, it's just such a bop, and I truly did not think I was going to like it or that I was going to end up using it and as inspiration as part of my business, but I did, and I just had to share it with you guys because it's honestly an amazing, amazing song. So if you guys want to check it out, you can find it basically on any platform you listen to music, or if you just want to head to the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify, where you can listen to every single song that's been mentioned throughout our show, you can do that as well. But this week's song of the week is Amelie by The Fame. So yeah, that's kind of it for this episode. I am sorry that it's kind of short, but I really just wanted to talk about this and not overwhelm you, especially because, like, yeah, I've been overwhelming you with a lot of content on the podcast the last couple of episodes. So we're taking it chill. We're just talking about one thing. Nothing too big or too scary, aka the pandemic we talked about last week. But it is still something that I wanted to share with you guys and talk to you guys about and really just connect with you on. And honestly, this podcast is all about me sharing my business journey. It's why I started it back when I did 2 years ago today. So I just had to continue that and continue sharing with you guys about what I do. That being said, I wanted to let you guys know that we are coming to the podcast over the next couple of months. We're going to test out, see how it goes, but we're going to have 2 episodes a week. So we're going to have episodes on Tuesdays and on Fridays. It's going to be super, super amazing. I cannot wait. I'm so excited to give you guys more amazing content. And yeah, so if you guys are excited about that, go ahead and like let us know on social media. You can tag us at Canyon Moon Creative Co. The link to our profile is in the description of this episode, as with every episode. So you guys can find us there. You can go post on your stories or on your feeds. Let us know how excited you are. You can leave us comments, all that fun stuff. And again, if you guys want to check out anything that we mentioned in this episode, you can find it in the description. So really, there's nothing to like search and hunt and peck for. It's all down below. It's very, very easy to go click. You can find our freebie, which is our content planner for Asana. You can find the Amelie Society. You can go there and sign up and do amazing things. You can find our playlist, our social media accounts. You can find the small creators shout out, everything. So yeah, I'm rambling again. So that's probably a great place to end the episode. I love you guys. Thank you again for two amazing, amazing years. I cannot wait to continue making content for you and to continue growing this show. I love you all, and I will be back Tuesday with a brand new episode. Bye.